Shift Change, the most recent project by Seattle-based filmmakers Mark Dworkin and Melissa Young, is a documentary that looks at worker-owned businesses, both here in the United States and in the Basque region of Spain. Yet Dworkin says part of the inspiration for it came from someplace quite different.
We were in Argentina about 10 years ago when there was an economic collapse. And a lot of companies shut down, a lot of people were out of work. And in hundreds of those companies, the people working there took them over and said, we're not going to shut it down, we're going to keep going, and ran them as cooperatives.
The film spends part of its time examining Spain's Mondragon cooperatives, possibly the largest such collective in the world. But Young says it's hardly necessary to go that far to find good examples.
There's a lot of sterling examples out there. They just are not very well known. And one of our goals with this film is to help show that these businesses exist, that they work well, and that it is something that could work for a lot of people in a lot of different sectors.
And unlike those Argentinian businesses, she adds, most American co-ops were designed as such from the start.
Most of the examples that we show in the U.S. were created as worker co-ops, but not all of them. Some of them began as partnerships or private companies and then were converted. So there's a variety of approaches to creating such a business.
New co-ops, like any other startups, require access to funding, which can be challenging, but not because of the business model.
We asked over and over and over again, and while some co-ops said that they felt like access to capital might be hard sometimes, many others said, that's not really it. Any small, new business has to prove itself as a good business. And once we're able to do that, then we can get access to capital.
The worker owners in cooperatives are often drawn to that business model for personal as well as economic reasons. But a common goal for most of them, observes Young, is the desire to create jobs that are both dignified and sustainable.
Employment is central. I mean, people over and over again in the Mondragon co-ops said employment and the welfare of people working in these companies, that's our primary goal. Of course we have to be successful. Of course we have to make profits in order to stay in business. But employment is really high on the list of reasons for having these businesses.
Despite the numerous successes and lengthy history that cooperatives have enjoyed, they remain below the radar to many Americans. That's something the filmmakers hope to chip away at with their Shift Change documentary.
There are some people out there who think that it's not possible for employees to run a company and be efficient and productive and have the company last. So that's one thing I'd like people to take away is this is real. And these are companies that are doing quite well. And the Mondragon cooperatives began over 60 years ago.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.